Hi everyone, it's Josh here. I just wanted to let you know that we are about to enter the last week of crowdfunding for Lovecraft Desk 2nd Edition. The new game is card-driven. It has hundreds of creative prompts on cards and fantastic reference materials to make your game as slick and inspiring an experience as possible. It comes in a beautiful box set with art throughout by Vincent Sammy and Paul Tomes, and including hidden ultraviolet art that you can only see by shining a special UV flashlight that comes in the box. And there are also brand new scenarios by a truly diverse group of authors and fantastic new settings never before seen in Eldritch Horror. If you haven't already, you can go back and listen to the Black Armada Tales posse playing Lovecraft Desk 2nd Edition, which we did earlier this year. If you like cosmic horror or if you like emergent mystery, definitely go and check it out. The campaign closes on the 9th of November, so depending on when you're listening, you haven't got very long left. So head on over and back the campaign now. Thanks for listening, and let's get on with the show. Welcome to Black Armada Tales, an actual play podcast. My name is Josh Fox. My pronouns are he and him, and I will be GMing tonight's game. And my players are...
Hello, I'm Becky Anderson. I'll be playing Lieutenant Emily Loris, callsign Hellcat. She is the Ares playbook, and our pronouns are she and her.
Hi, I'm Ed Tomlinson. I'll be playing Dr. Tobias Roy, the Scorpio playbook, and his pronouns and my pronouns, bit of a spoiler there, are he and him.
G'day, mates. I'm Nick Bate. I'm playing Commander Sam Buckley, Captain of the Hecate. Our pronouns are he and him.
Sort of slightly overwhelmed by that. My name's Sue Elliott. I'll be playing the Gemini playbook. My character is Sonia Vega, and our pronouns are she and her.
Oh, Struth. Did I forget to say Taurus playbook?
Struth.
I love when you dial your accent up to 11. It's just the best.
I will not derail this podcast by asking the origin of Struth. We're going to be playing Last Fleet. Let's do it.
And what I'm watching for here is, what does the Agamemnon do?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because if they jump, then we're going to. That's why we're on a hair trigger. But if they don't, we stay.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Ooh, he's outfoxed you.
Well, actually what I'm considering is whether the Agamemnon tries to belay your order, because you are not the commander of the fleet here.
Yep.
But I don't know whether they want to do that particularly. So I think the ships start to jump. You maybe get one or two messages back, sort of saying, you know, confirm that last, please, Hecate. But yeah, the fleet is basically doing what you want. And then I think you get a transmission from Agamemnon.
Nice.
However, I'm going to pause the action here, because I want to know what's going on down in the brig right now. Or rather, I want to tell Vega what's going on down in the brig. And what is going on down in the brig is you hear some sounds of scuffling outside, maybe a gunshot or two, and then some people wearing civilian clothes, but with, I guess, cloths tied over their faces, enter the brig. And they're armed. They stride over to the cell which has your friend Carla in, and they unlock the cell. One of them says to Carla, there's some sort of massive thing going on right now. Agamemnon and Hecate are having a standoff. Now's our chance. And she nods. Then she turns to you and smiles and says, got room for one more if you want to join us.
Don't mind if I do. Yeah, and I make to follow them out of the brig.
They will unlock you from your cell also after a couple of quizzical looks. Ed, you just asked whether you coming down to the brig scuppers the scene. Well, clearly it's not going to scupper the scene, but you're welcome to
bear witness to the, yeah.
But I think before you do, What's Alagona going to do? Alagona is going to say, Vega, Gillis, look, let us out. You don't have to take us anywhere with you, and we don't want to come. We will forget that we saw this happen. But we should be out of this cell and helping. Whatever it is that's going on up there, it needs our help. Gillis looks at you. Because you're a PC.
Alagona, have you considered that staying here might look very good for your current investigation? If I'm out, I can have a word upstairs. I can say that you stayed in here. They'll probably let you out.
I'm willing to take that chance. They need every man they can get, and I'm the best the Marines have. They need me.
Vega looks to Carla and gives her a nod.
She lets him out. Are you coming into the middle of this, Dr. Roy?
I mean, I was going to let you just time it wherever you wanted to do it, really. I was expecting to sort of run into them as they were running out kind of thing, but...
Yeah, that's fine. Because the next thing that will happen is the group of masked vigilantes will exit the brig. I've no idea where the brig is on this ship, of course, but I think they will have somewhere on this ship, they will have a hidey hole where they keep stuff that they can get straight to, and they will have a way of getting from that hidey hole into a transport ship at a convenient moment. So that's what they're going to be doing.
It's right at the back of that secret lab that they found.
So if you don't catch them as they're leaving the brig, you're not going to catch them.
Yeah, so I guess I run into them as they're running out, and I kind of like...
They're all going to point guns at you.
Skid and go, I go, is Vega wearing a mask at this point or not? What's going on?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, why break the habit of a lifetime? I mean,
exactly. Cover this up, are you mad?
I sort of stop and go, whoa, easy. We're all friends here. And I sort of look across the to see if I recognise any of the faces. And I suppose I stop on Vega.
Doctor. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. He's fine. And I sort of gesture to get them to lower their guns.
I think they're like lower than maybe like a half inch or something.
Mm. Look, I'm a doctor. Do I look like I'm going to start shooting around the place? Grief.
I think Gillis looks at you and says, we don't have time for this.
Well, I was coming to see you to try and help you out of the brig, but clearly you've made your own arrangements.
Not my arrangements, I hasten to add, but we have capitalised on it, yes. What's going on? Why? There's something big happening?
Sam is awake and has taken control of the ship, so things are looking up. However, the Agamemnon is making manoeuvres to enter into combat potentially with this ship. My worst fears have been realised.
The masked intruders, are they just moving on and leaving us to it, or...?
Not straight away, but there's a definite... Like, you've not got long to talk before they're going to make you either stay or go.
I say, listen, you've clearly got plans, but I need your skill set. I think we may need to find a way of getting onto the Agamemnon at some point. Maybe when you've found your hiding place, you can reach out and we can make a plan.
Are you saying that to me or the other people?
To you.
Okay, just checking.
Because you know these people that are competent. Can you give me their numbers? No, you have been competent in the past, so I believe in you. No, I'm not saying that out loud. I'm thinking that quietly in my mind.
You're thinking that. Thinking it real hard.
I mean, I don't know how you ended up in the brig. It must have been some serious luck from Catan, basically. That's what I'm assuming.
I turn to Carla and I say... Are you leaving the ship?
Not straight away. They'll need to be... Well, we're not going to leave the ship in the middle of this. If everything this man says is true. But soon, yeah. As soon as there's an opportunity.
there aren't any other ships to go to anyway at this point.
What's that supposed to mean?
They've all jumped. Apart from this one. The Hecate. The Agamemnon and the Tychon, I believe. Unless you're planning on going there, but that's a bit of a hot seat at the moment.
Well, look, we've got a place that we can hide. And we can hide there for a good long while. When the opportunity arises, we will exit this ship, and we will do so without anybody knowing. That is what we're going to do. You either come with us or you don't. We can't wait here for much longer.
Okay, what if I can get a message to you? I just need time to work out what's going on around here. I know the places that you use, or at least some of them.
Yeah, okay. I mean, hell, it looks a bit like there's not going to be a chance to do anything much to help with anything, but if things look more normal, let's talk. At least as normal as they get around here. Does that mean you're not coming?
Not right now. I need to work out what's going on.
Okay, we better go. Let's get out of here!
I think Dr. Roy's quite surprised. She's used to being getting the cold shoulder these days.
By the way, I should have probably made clear, Alagona has fucked off from all of this. Like, he's not hanging around listening to your conversation.
No. When you say worst fears, Doctor, what do you mean exactly?
I believe that the command of the Agamemnon has been taken by the Korax. That was my suspicion when I went over there. I mean, guys, give me a break. It's hard being a villain, you know. With all of you against me, the gallery against me. Oh, no, you're not.
He's behind you.
My movements were a little bit unconventional while I was over the Agamemnon, over at the Agamemnon, and that was because I was working out what was actually going on there. And now I know.
So the bomb that came from the Agamemnon, is that all part of this?
Well, the bomb is something I haven't resolved yet. I don't know why I've done that. This is why I've been working on the detection device. Not only do we need to confirm that the commander is indeed a Korax, as I suspect, but perhaps we need to look in the Hecate for potential saboteurs.
And you're sure that your device works?
Yes. He looks surprised that you would even question that. Yes, of course I do. It's not perfect, but it will do, given the situation. If I had more time, it would be a faster detector. But as it is, it will have to do. Now the question is how we get the commander from the other ship onto this ship. He raises an eyebrow.
Well, I mean, it's like Carlos says. I don't see how we can get any ship out right now during the current situation. I mean, we'd just get obliterated, wouldn't we?
Yes, we need to bide our time. And I'm a little concerned, one, that you've just escaped the brig without Sam's knowing. Although I suspect he'll give you a pass when he finds out. Perhaps we need to find a safe haven for you during the course of this combat.
I'm just thinking of the optics of making myself known now versus being accidentally discovered having been broken out of the brig. I'm not sure which is worse.
Well, this is your call. I'm happy to assist you in any way possible. We are where we are.
Okay, where do you suggest as a hiding place?
My secret laboratory.
Yeah, come with me. I've got something to show you. Shall we leave it there?
Yes, absolutely.
So I wonder if we now jump back to Loris to find out what's going on there. You look sad. Or possibly hysterical, I don't know, one of the two.
So what I imagine Loris doing at the moment is helping to, like, weld barricades together, and because they're cutting through the hull of the ship, aren't they?
No.
What?
No, they're not doing that. There's a lovely airlock they can just...
Oh, right. So what Loris is doing is, like, helping people weld the airlock shut and
like, force the airlock, obviously, but they won't need to destroy the hull.
Well, that's what Loris is doing, is she's down there with a sidearm helping to barricade that airlock, weld it shut, and that sort of thing. Which isn't, like, particularly natural for her, but it's probably even less natural for this cruise liner.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, I think the captain will have come down and made himself known to you. Because I guess being the senior military officer on the ship, and this being a military defence, you're kind of in charge. And he'll probably say that to you.
Oh, no. I'll do my best for you, Captain.
I can take care of organising my people, but I don't know how to mount a defence against... I mean, yeah, we did a module on that back in cruise ship college, but it was a shorter module than the module on how to make drinks, I can tell you. So if you want a drink mixing, I'm your man, but maybe...
I would quite like a drink mixing, actually, while I'm welding this shut. Get your engineers up here. We're going to weld this thing shut and we're going to create a corridor.
My engineers don't know how to mix a drink. You're misunderstanding the situation.
No, I want your engineers up here welding.
You got it.
Get your bartenders to mix me a drink.
You got it twice.
And one for Minerva.
And one for me.
And one for you.
In fact, what am I doing here?
Okay, send me your engineers.
They're on the way. Okay, and then, like, if we skip time forward a bit, I feel like we want to know what's going to happen with this standoff of the airlock, so I think we'll just assume that some time has passed and you're hunkered down by the airlock and you can hear that there is mechanical forcing happening on the airlock. They're gonna bust through. What are you going to do about that? You've already done what you can to reinforce it, but it won't hold forever.
Can we blow it?
Just clarify what you mean by blow it.
Well, if you blow open an airlock, then you might cause a rupture in the seal between this ship, the other ship, and the vacuum of space.
That is an accurate statement, yes. So what is it that you want to achieve here?
Clear this corridor, seal off the bulkhead so that this area is not going to flush all of the air out of the rest of the ship, and blow that airlock. Can we do that? I mean, like, yeah, Loris is basically a one-trick pony.
Blow it up.
Blow it up. She doesn't really have many other options.
Right.
And how many people are kind of coming through this airlock? Like, I'm assuming that she and Minerva have a sidearm each. We're not going to be able to hold off a bunch of Marines from the Agamemnon, but we could blow the airlock.
Okay. This sounds to me like an attempt to shake off a threat.
Oh, can't it be something involving Rule? I'm joking. I think it's Korax in a Marine uniform with Marine-sized guns, rather than Marine's straight neck, which isn't any better.
So, I think you probably describe what you're going to do. I presume, put some charges down?
Yep. And I want to seal the bulkheads because I really don't want to kind of critically damage. Obviously, I'm going to tell the captain what I'm doing so he's not surprised, and get him and his engineers to help me make sure that the rest of the ship is sealed off.
Yeah.
And do a radio detonation.
The engineers get to work sealing several corridors nearby because they don't believe that this can be contained easily to one corridor, but they can sort it out quite easily. These sorts of ships are designed to ensure that any disaster like that doesn't spread too far, because it's really bad for publicity.
Then I'm going to blow the airlock.
Well, you better roll to shake off a threat, which is basically, you know, can you do this safely and without before they get in?
I rolled a 7. So that's a yes.
Yes and no. Shake off. We just had this a moment ago, didn't we? Frying pan is a fire. Don't escape or escape. Use up something in the process. It feels like a threat intensifies, escalates, or targets someone else sort of situation, but I'm not sure how that actually happens in reality.
Maybe it doesn't. Well, I guess if we're causing the transport too much trouble, then the Agamemnon will send over reinforcements.
That is one way in which you could intensify, yeah, for sure. I can't see how it's out of the frying pan into the fire, unless I just have the explosion totally fuck the ship you're on, which would seem a bit more like a fail than a mixed success. I could just inflict a point of pressure, but I think that would be a bit boring. And I don't know what you would lose or use up in the process.
Precious air.
Precious air. I was going to say, maybe you do somehow fuck up the explosion, because you're not exactly a trained explosives expert, and neither are the engineers on board Tycom. But I don't really want to say, oh, you just completely fucked Tycom either.
I mean, if Tycon's venting, that's a problem, but it's not a... Like, it's a problem you can try and solve.
Yeah.
Can you jump when you're venting?
Yes, I don't think there's any reason why you shouldn't be able to do that.
Surely good.
So, let's say... Here's what we'll say. You let the charge off, but the guys on the shuttle, they realise what you're going to do. And they manage to disengage before the explosion goes off. So you fuck the airlock so they can't get in, but you have not taken them out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to be back in some form. Furthermore, there is damage to the hull, and the Tycon is venting. Now, I'm going to start a clock. And the clock is basically, it's not everyone on Tycon dies, it's Tycon is so screwed that it becomes necessary to abandon ship.
Cool.
And I'll mark one box on it, obviously, straight away.
Natch.
God, it's going to be hard to remember that next session.
Don't you have a special little GM screen that will warn?
You overestimate my powers. And I'll just prove that by noting that the first thing on my fleet dashboard is a battle clock with two segments marked on it. I have no idea. That's probably from the first...
Sorry, I won that battle.
Very first space battle that we had, possibly. I don't know. And also a doom clock about the fuel shortage from long ago.
We fixed that too.
So, doom clock.
With no consequences, right, Nick?
Cool, okay. So that's the situation on board Tycom. I think we better go back to the bridge. Yeah, so you've got a signal from Agamemnon.
Is it tight beamed or will Tycom hear it too?
It is. It's on a military channel, so it's properly encrypted and shit.
Yep.
Are you opening? Yeah.
Oh, sure. I want to hear straight away what it says. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think the Admiral's face appears on the screen. The Admiral looks a bit the worse for wear, sweaty, and with a trickle of blood down one side of her face. And she raises her eyebrows and says, Captain Buckley, this is a surprise. I thought you were out of commission.
Admiral Buckman... I must say I'm equally surprised. What are you doing?
We had some problems on board the Agamemnon. You might have caught a little wind of it, but we've got things back under control here now.
I've had the update about the red weed coming out of the exhaust.
Mm.
Okay. Admiral, we've had eyes on a pretty serious weed infestation coming out of your exhaust, so it sounds to me like you've got a very widespread problem over there.
Yes, we had a widespread problem. It's not completely dealt with yet, but we're back in the driving seat.
Well, you've got some people making a run on the Tycon that I think you better call off.
Those are not my people.
Yeah, I mean, I have every reason to be deeply suspicious of all of this, based on what Roy had told me.
I agree.
I mean, I'm glad I've got your confidence. That's comforting.
I swear I tried hailing them before I shot them, Sam. I swear it.
I feel like we've had this conversation.
Mobius tubes, that's the game.
This is all Loris's fault somehow.
It's always Loris's fault.
So I think Sam will say, Admiral, you're going to have to forgive me if I'm a little bit suspicious. I have birds in the air. I'm going to order them around to the Tychon to assist. Are you going to cause us any trouble?
Negative, Captain. What's your plan here? I get it. You're suspicious. I understand. I would be in your position.
My plan here is to make sure the people on board the Tychon are safe. And then we can deal with our problems.
Okay. That makes sense to me. We've got to get things under control here anyway.
Admiral, do you have control over your launch bays?
That's an interesting question. Why do you ask?
Because I think I'd certainly feel calmer if I didn't see anything coming out of them until we've had a chance to speak properly.
Of course, yes.
I think Sam kind of meets her eye as best he can for a while, tries to hold it on the screen.
She meets it completely unflinchingly.
Yeah. She always was a hard ass. And then I think he says, thank you, Admiral. We'll talk soon. And then cuts the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And he'll look around for Roy on the bridge.
I guess he's not there.
Yeah. And that might be the first moment, actually, since he's got up here and all this has been going on, when it might just kind of swim into Sam's mind that prior to being exploded, he had a few suspicions about Roy.
Yeah.
And he dropped a bombshell and then just fucked off.
Well, you were in combat. What do you want me to do? Stand around looking handsome. I mean, I can do that, obviously.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt. Okay, so I guess Sam will turn to Catan and say, I think it's over to you, Hurricane. Can you secure the Tychon?
Sir, I can send people over to deal with what's happening on the Tychon, but...
Do we know what's happening on the Tychon at the moment? We didn't before. It was obscure.
No, I don't think you do.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a bit of a rash statement that he can do that, but he says it anyway. But we only have 6 birds. We send the remaining 4 over there. I mean, do you feel safe to do that, sir? Because I'm not sure I do.
I think Sam will nod along slowly and say, you're right. And he'll turn to the officer of the watch, whoever it is, and say, get me Captain Alagona up here. And then I'll turn back to Catan and say, you're right, we'll go with them.
Hang on a minute. So when you say that, you immediately, the first bit, you immediately detect a note of hesitancy and doubt on the part of the watch person who you just asked that question to. And he sort of goes, sir.
I think Sam will interrupt before he has a chance to say anything and say, oh God, that's right. He was here when the bomb went off. Is he okay?
Oh God. Catan is just going to say straight out, he says, he's in the brig, sir. He's under investigation for the attack on the bridge.
As is this huge other list of people.
Unrolls.
I love the passive framing. He's in the brig.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do with me, Gov.
As opposed to, I slung him in the brig.
Oh, God.
So bad.
I feel so bad for the things I do with my NPCs sometimes.
He said that he's in the brig, suspicion of planting the bomb. Did he?
Under investigation for the attack on the bridge, yeah.
Under investigation. I think Sam will just say to Catan, we're going to have to finish that investigation some other time, and then turn back to the other officer and say, just get him up here, please.
Yes, sir. I think probably the guy you asked that to looks quite pleased at that.
Okay. And then I'll finish the thought to Catan, which is, you're right, I don't want to be separated from our birds. We'll follow them around.
Yes, sir.
It'll slow things down, so don't let Ibarra race too far ahead of us.
Sir, if I'm Kag again, then I should be out there with my birds. Oh, Loris is acting Kag right now, sir.
I think Sam won't be able to resist. He'll just say, Loris is acting Kag.
He nods and says, Admiral's orders.
Barkman's orders?
Yes, sir.
Sabotage.
So much sabotage in that one appointment.
I mean, if that doesn't prove it, I don't know what does.
Yeah, 100% that proves it.
Forget the detector.
Sam's kind of stunned by all that. but he shakes it off and he says to Catan, I guess you better go and get our acting Kag back then.
Yes, sir. I will do that. And with some relief, he walks off the bridge.
And then Sam sings around of All by Myself.
Don't worry, there are other people on the bridge. And they've even cleared up the bodies.
Everyone's just having a break now. Sam's back, because they know everything's in control. So.
Yep.
And relax. Let's go to Spanners.
Oh, man, I get Spanners so bad after this.
Thanks for listening to Black Armada Tales. We've been playing Last Fleet by me, Josh Fox. You can find links to Last Fleet and the rest of our stuff in the show notes. And don't forget, you've only got about a week left until Lovecraft Desk 2nd Edition finishes crowdfunding. So if you want to get in on that, follow the link in the show notes and back the campaign. See you next time. There is a massive box of scampi lemon fries in our pantry, Nick. I've been resisting eating them.
I've been watching to make sure that he resists.
I'm very excited.
I don't know whether you've built them up too much.
Yeah, I agree.
We should take take recording equipment just for Black Armada Tastes, not for any of the games.
That's a good idea, yeah. But Black Armada says, "Oh, you can have a couple of scampi fries, can't you?"
I'm going to have more than a couple. I might have a few.
Well, I think we've established that, but on the logic, as I understood it, a couple of scampi fries will probably be a handful.
Well, it's more of a pinch.
Lisa must have had scampi fries, though.
Well, I'll have to ask her. That's a good question. Probably yes.
Because I'm sure they have them in Ireland. They must have them in Ireland.
Tatoes.
Tatoes.
Yeah.
I think they are made of potato.
No. Tato.
No. Tatoes are a brand of crisp in Ireland. They're the brand of crisp.
Yeah. I was seeing a bunch of Irish Twitter celebrating the best of Irish Twitter now that Twitter is dying.
Can we all call it what it's officially called, X, please, just so we can realise what a stupid name that is. I just X'd on X and got loads of X's back.
This is an X Twitter.
Exactly.
But one of them was somebody talking about just how Irish they were, and I think it was, my father was a pint of Guinness and my mother was a Tato.
Do they have the broad range of flavours in Tatos that we do?
I don't think, I wish Lisa was here. I don't think they make plain Tatos. I don't think there's such a thing as just a plain salted Tato.
Tatos, cheese and onion.
Yeah.
Ooh, they're all that's the cheese standard and onion.
One. They're just all cheese and onion flavors. Just slightly more onion or slightly more cheese.
Variety pack, 12 bags of Irish Tato, cheese and onion, salt and vinegar, and smoky bacon. That's the standard variety pack.
No ready salted.
No ready salted, why?
Also, Worcester sauce, spelled W-U-S-T-E-R.
What?
This is great. I love this.
Do you even pronounce that Worcester? Or do you pronounce that?
I would pronounce that Worcester for sure, yeah.
Worcester.
Worcester.
Is this the Irish equivalent of Vegemite in terms of Worcester sauce? Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's the equivalent, but with Worcester sauce.
Oh, I see.
Marmite. Vegemite, Worcester sauce, Worcester sauce.
Going into the Tato shop. I'm on the Tato's website, going into the Tato shop. Ooh, there's a full range here. Okay, let's find out what they've got.
After this, we probably ought to do some intros and stuff, because then I'm going to have to put Raffy to bed.
Okay, I was so only halfway through the second intro when I got interrupted to do this.
Your basic Tato flavours, according to this, are cheese and onion, smoky bacon, prawn cocktail. Then you've got onion rings, salt and vinegar spirals, bacon flavour what looked to be Watsits, cheese Watsits, oh, toffee popcorn,
nice.
Scrummy beef flavour potato crisps with a rugby ball on the front, sweet and salted popcorn, cinema sweet popcorn, and then there's Tato Craft, which is sweet chilli, Causeway sea salt and cider vinegar flavour, vintage Irish cheddar and onion flavour, slow roasted beef and peppercorn flavour. This is such quality content I'm making for and ready salted Tatoes. They do exist.
Ah.
But in the fancy selection.
No, they're back in. For some reason, we come round back the other side and we're into normal again.
Does anybody remember tomato ketchup flavoured crisps? Miss those.
Tanky Toms.
I don't know, in some way you would
Walkers.
Want that.
Walkers. Yeah, Walkers do it, yeah. Ketchup flavour was just so good.
Yeah, but it was off the back of the success of Tangy Toms.
Yeah, it was off the back of the success of Tangy Toms, which were a classic snack.
Don't worry, Nick. There will be a photo in the Slack channel in a few days.
That's really
funny. I think it's on you, Ed, to bring
a crate of Tangy Toms.
A crate of Tangy Toms to go with the veritable crate of scampi fries that I'm bringing.
And the frazzles
that
I will eventually get around to getting. Yeah, get them while I'm getting your cake ingredients.
This is very exciting. I'm very excited. I'm just going to sit in the corner,
just crisp all
down my shirt.
Having the time of my life. I think we should blindfold you and feed you like individual crisps.
Which one of these is scampi? Which one of these is
what flavour would you describe that to us? And you'd be like, chemical.
Yeah, pretty much.